great tone. Everyone can tell what it is, but how do you get it? With so many styles of music, with new gear coming out almost daily, what's the secret to great tone? Welcome to the Flow Guitar Enthusiast Radio Show, where we talk about tone, what it is, and how to get it. With your hosts, Jeff Floro and Scott Sill, we will talk to the creators of tone, the manufacturers, and the players, as we explore tone and the gear that gets it.
Tonight on the Flow Guitar Enthusiast, we are proud to welcome Aaron DeBlow from Taylor Guitars to talk all things Taylor and what is new from the NAMM show, which is coming up in just 3 days. Flow Guitar Enthusiast is proudly sponsored by Sweetwater Musical Instruments and Pro Audio and our good friends at Guitar Hummer at GuitarHummer.com. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Flo to the Izzo, Floro, and Scott Sill.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Flow Guitar Enthusiast Radio Show. Hey, Scott, how are you doing today?
I am doing good. I've been keeping busy this week. Been catching up on a lot of videos that I've been missing from our previous shows.
Yes, everybody check out his channel, Selenium. There's a bunch of stuff that he's posted up there, some really interesting stuff.
Yeah, I posted up 4 videos with J.D. Manis. So he's famous for playing just about everybody, but he's a pedal steel player. His big claim to fame is playing Tears in Heaven, the solo, and all the backing tracks for Eric Clapton.
But for some of us older folks, he was one of the steel guitar players on the seminal album of the Byrds, Sweetheart of the Rodeo.
That's another claim to fame, yes.
Yes.
But, you know, name an artist, he's played with him. It's pretty crazy. we have 4 videos of him up there, and then I just posted up 2 videos, just kind of some fun, silly videos of all 3 of us. Jeff, myself, and then Pat Quilter from Quilter Labs.
Yes.
Just jamming on some Hawaiian tunes and him playing his little double neck Fender guitar. So I was playing ukulele and Jeff was playing, he actually played the Taylor guitar that we have here with us, the Taylor T3B, and then he played his Les Paul. And we played a couple of their different amps, so it was kind of quite fun.
Yes.
So those are up on the web.
So check out Selenium, the channel, Selenium channel.
Yeah, and just so you guys also know, Jeff and I will be visiting with quite a few different companies here at the NAMM show, which is kind of the whole topic of subject here, but we're talking to one of the great companies, Taylor.
And we are going to be going and playing almost every Taylor that we can find over there.
Yes,
we do that. It's a ritual regardless, you know.
We must.
Yes.
But so we'll be shooting some videos with quite a few different companies. Taylor, Orange, Jim Dunlop. So I brought in actually a pedal here from Jim Dunlop and a little bit of a...
Yeah, this Eric Johnson fuzz is kind of nice. Here, I'm using our Taylor here. Plenty of sustain.
Yes, yes, quite a bit of sustain. So, what have you been up to, Jeff?
I was just on a little bit earlier on Accent On. They had me on to talk about the NAMM show and about guitars and stuff, so it was kind of fun with Alona Europa. And getting ready, getting myself in training, ready for all that walking at NAMM, so I think I'm in shape. I think I'm ready for it.
I just got to figure out how I'm going to haul all my stuff. I got quite a bit of things so I can record some amps and guitars, but we'll see. So, but and then just for anyone who's listening live and you want to call in and ask any questions and try to get any hints, tips, or any on the new products from Taylor, you can dial 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. Or you can join us on our live chat room on our website, Flow Guitar Enthusiast.
And I also want to thank Ronan's running the board here since I'm noodling on the guitar. And he's another. We have 3 guitar players in here, plus our guest is another. So it's just Guitar City here.
Well, let's take a quick break, and then we'll bring Aaron DeBlow on from Taylor Guitars.
There's a product out called Guitar Hummer that's designed to give you vintage sound without the vintage weight. We all know the more a guitar is played, the better the sound. Guitar Hummer is a guitar stand that simulates play by sending gentle vibrations through your guitar as it sits. Swap your guitar stand for Guitar Hummer, and in just a few weeks, you will notice deeper, richer tone and improved sustain. But don't take our word for it. Try it for 60 days, and if you don't notice a marked difference, return it for a full refund. Go to GuitarHummer.com for more information or to purchase.
Hi, this is Aaron Raby, your resident guitars and amps geek at Sweetwater Sound. 1-800-222-4700 or catch us on the web at www.sweetwater.com. Today, Sweetwater and the Flow are proud to bring you a spirited discussion on Taylor Guitars. Taylor Guitars is one of the leading manufacturers of acoustic guitars in the United States due to their innovative blend of machine manufacturing and painstaking handcrafted detail to their craft. With a product line encompassing everything from beginner guitars all the way up to the most ornate custom instrument you can possibly imagine, Taylor's got something for everyone. I've played tons of Taylors in our shop here in Sweetwater, and every one of them is consistently fantastic, regardless of what price range it sits in. Here at Sweetwater, we're passionate about the instruments we sell, and we would love to discuss and find the right one for you. Give us a call at 1-800-222-4700, or again, catch us on the web at www.sweetwater.com. I'm Aaron Raby, and thanks again for having us.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring on back again, actually. This would be our second time to have Aaron on as a full-time guest, but we've had him on, this would be a third time, actually. Aaron DeBlow from Taylor Guitars.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me again.
Thank you for being on,
yes.
Love having you on. So let's just get started. So this is the 40th anniversary of Taylor, correct?
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. It's 40 years of Bob and Kurt building guitars out of a little garage, and here we are today making well over 100,000 guitars a year. So yeah, I'm just honored to be a part of it, and you're here for the next 40 years. So
yeah, no kidding. So what are kind of the special things you think that they'll be doing? Are they going to have any anniversary guitars coming up or anything like that?
There's talk of that. I don't know how much. We haven't really planned too much as far as in the way of products. I did hear that there was some really old-growth Brazilian that Bob has been saving, and that he has, like, CITES paperwork for. It's just a rumor, but we're probably going to be building some pretty spectacular guitars with that. But I don't think it's going to be, like, a huge, hey, 40th anniversary, you're going to see all the models in the world, with some type of anniversary thing. But I could be wrong. So it's, who knows what you'll see come in the summer and fall.
Well, I mean, it sounds pretty exciting. I mean, I can't believe it's been 40 years. I mean, that's crazy. It's just, and you guys have made like so many guitars. It's now, I don't know. I saw some serial numbers posted up like just on Sweetwater, and I swear, I think there were over 2 million. I mean, that's a lot of guitars.
I mean, since 74, yeah, and they're making, just a few guitars. I saw some records of, late 70s, early 80s, where they were building 200 guitars a year, and they thought that was like, wow, we made it, So, the good thing is, we're honestly just keeping up with demand, and so it's just a testament to everybody, everybody in the company, but, as far as marketing goes, but the product speaks for itself. People love the guitars because they play great and they sound great. And that's one thing that Bob and Kurt are always going to be committed to,
Yeah, absolutely. Now, just for our listeners, remind everybody, how did you get involved with Taylor and what is exactly that you're doing now?
My title is the sales manager of North America, so I help oversee all the 8 sales managers who, handle every account in the States and in Canada. And, I've played guitar all my life, growing up in rock bands, and ended up moving to Los Angeles from Louisiana. So I grew up in Louisiana, and, I ended up working at Guitar Center in Hollywood, and that's like probably the highest volume of retail sales as far as, any major manufacturer, any brand goes. And so I just really made friends with my Taylor rep and just kind of weaseled my way in, That was exactly what I did because I saw what kind of company it was. And everybody I met at Taylor kind of exuded the culture that Bob and Kurt had brought to the company, since they started it. So I was like, I want to be a part of this and just kind of kept hanging out. L.A. to El Cajon, it's a quick hour and a half drive. So I would do it a lot just to say, oh, I need to catch up on product knowledge and see what's going on at Taylor. But I was really just trying to weasel my way in and get a job. it worked, and 9 years later, it's been an honor to work for these guys.
Wow. So you've been with them 9 years then.
Yeah.
So you've seen the introduction of quite a bit of their new product, the whole electric line and everything, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I started right at the launch of T5. So, and you know, the weird thing, people are still figuring out what that guitar is, and it's like it's 9 years old, you know. So, you know, if that's the thing too, as popular as Taylor is, and as much of a household name as it seems like it is, there are people out there who are still, like, you know, becoming new to our brand and figuring out what type of a company we are, what kind of guitars we make, the culture, the people behind it. So, you know, it's there's still plenty of people to reach, and, you know, and preach the good message of Taylor Guitar.
Well, so you mentioned the T5, so let's just talk about one of the new items that's coming up out of NAMM from you guys called the T5Z.
Yes.
What's new and different about that?
Well, it's a smaller body, so it kind of it plays more towards that electric player, you know, who's used to kind of a, you know, the T5 body. When we made the T5, it was going to actually be the evolution of our acoustic bass, just like a thin line. They slapped a bass neck on it, and were trying to, you know, that's what they were trying to do with it, but it ended up becoming a guitar. So if you see the T5, it's kind of like the T3 body you have in the studio there. It's kind of bigger, you know, and this T5Z is a smaller body. It has a 12-inch radius and jumbo frets, so it's more of an electric feel for those players who are used to an electric guitar. Real slinky feeling, is super lightweight, does everything that a normal T5 does. It's just been a little bit different package.
Is that neck the same as this one I have in studio?
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, because one of the things when we always bring this guitar in, and when we have some of the guests like Billy Sheehan and Jason Sine, they just flipped over the guitar, and the first thing they said, this neck is killer. And it is.
I know, right?
It is. It's a killer neck.
Yeah, I actually went to, I believe, since we're sponsored by Sweetwater, I went to another music store that happened to have the T5Z as a preview, and I played it, and it's pretty cool. It's got all kinds of different things. Can you talk about the, there's like a little switch in the top of the guitar, kind of at the... Well, above where the normal three knobs are, and that kind of gives you different pickup configurations, more like an electric guitar. Can you talk about that?
Sure. That's where the 5 comes into to play for T5. T stands for thin line, 5 stands for five-way switch. So there are a series of, well, there are essentially three pickups in the guitar. There's a under the fretboard neck sensor, and there's a body sensor, which is part of our Expression System 1 acoustic pickup, and then there's also an exposed, essentially it's a stacked humbucker, and that switch activates a series of pickups depending on what position you're in. So it'll do full-on acoustic, you know, it'll sound like you're, you know, 414 CE plug-in through a PA system, or if you go all the way to the other spectrum, it'll sound like any number of electric guitars plugged in, you know, through a high-gain tube amp. So extremely versatile guitar, especially for those people who play. You know, you don't want to pigeonhole it into anybody, because, you know, church worship leaders use the thing. People who play a number of different genres in one night, you know, the bar gigs from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. who don't want to bring, you know, 40 guitars to try to, to emulate all the cover songs they have to do. You know, and just players, too, you know, singer-songwriters who just need that extra tool to get their songs across. So it's extremely versatile. It's been super popular since we introduced it, so I think the T5Z really appeal more to a wider spectrum of users.
Yeah, there's a really cool demo on YouTube. There's a couple of them, but there's a longer version, I think, from a guy named Andy Lund from your guys' place.
Yeah, Andy. Andy's been around almost since I have. He's a super. Super versatile person. He handles sales for our Asian market, and he does just a great demo. He was a product specialist guy too, so he wears many hats around the household. So he's a great guy, great player.
So one of the things he shows off, which I thought was pretty interesting, and I was wondering how you did that, because I didn't, when I was looking at the guitar, I don't remember seeing this, but one of the things he was talking about was to actually plug the guitar into an acoustic amp or a PA. And then also have it plugged into a regular guitar amp and kind of have the mixture of both sounds together. How would you accomplish that with a guitar? Does it have two outs, or is that where you would need to have some sort of A-B box?
Yeah, exactly, A-B box. There's no stereo out or anything like that. So, yeah, you would run your cable from your guitar output or input jack out to a A-B box. We sell those actually on our Taylorware website, too, that you can plug into that and play through, like you said, a PA or an electric amp, or run them both at the same time. And that's where you truly get, to me, the T5 is a great guitar and it's super versatile, but you're not getting 100% versatility until you have an A-B box and you're using it through both an electric amp and a PA, acoustic side. So that's definitely where the thing shines. And Andy does a great job of showing that. I know he put some delay on the electric side while you got that shimmery acoustic side, just pure signal coming through together. It sounds great.
Yeah. And from the stuff that was sent to me, it looks like there's four different models you guys are releasing of this. There's a classic,
right,
standard, pro, and a custom. What's the difference between all those?
It's essentially the tops and the colors. Everything internally is all the same. The classic being a mahogany top, it's kind of like the working man, just a stripped down version. No binding, satin finish, just to get the point across. And then they move up the scale from there. We have a standard, which is a spruce top, and it comes in black and a couple of sunburst colors. Mm-hmm. And the pro is really nice because we put some really cool colors on it. That's going to be a flame maple top. It comes in our Borrego red, Pacific blue, gas lamp black, and tobacco sunburst. So the pros are really nice because they're your super electric colors with that red and blue popping through a maple top. Really nice. And then the custom, just the top of the line Koa top, shaded edge burst. Everybody seems to love Koa, and that's actually our best selling model, even though it's the most expensive. It's actually our best selling model. So,
is there a big difference between the sound of the models with the different woods, or is it pretty consistent?
Well, I'm sure there are subtle differences. It's because it is completely hollow. So if you think about it, like an acoustic guitar, if you change the top from spruce to redwood or cedar, you're going to have some slight subtle variations. We always said back when the T5 came out, the spruce top, if you're, most acoustic guitars are made of spruce. If you're generally going to use the acoustic side, then a spruce top would be great for you. If you think most electric guitars, a lot of those have a maple cap on them. Mm-hmm. So the maple top is a little bit snappier for your electric lines and leads and that sort of thing. And the Koa just kind of blends the two together. Like, I think that's why it's the most popular. I mean, obviously because guitar players shop with their eyes, but once you plug that thing in, it's kind of got the best of both worlds between spruce and maple. And you're right, it is a subtle difference. It's not like overly, I got to get a Koa top because I want the both spruce and maple combined. It's very subtle.
Okay, yeah. So you guys are always been known to use pretty exotic woods and pretty amazing the different sounds. I mean, the guitars are really consistent even with all the different types of woods. You would think they would be a little more, they would be more radically different, but actually I think your guitars have a pretty consistent type of sound.
Yeah, that's one of the things that kind of endears people to Taylor guitars too. But, if you look at the T5, since it is completely hollow, it is going to have, somewhat of a, it will have an effect on the overall tone for sure.
So that guitar is all hollow, or is there a block in the middle of it where the pickup is? Is there a block away?
No, the T3 is like that. The T5 is pretty much completely hollow. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I would love to see that Borrego red and that Pacific blue. That's got to be really cool. Are those going to be at the NAMM booth? Are you guys at NAMM booth?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, when are you coming by? Because you got to say hi to all your buddies down here, and we'll show you all the new stuff in person. So yeah, those will definitely be there.
Well, we're coming on Saturday actually. Well, I'll be there. I'll be there Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, possibly Sunday. But we have an appointment on Saturday.
Okay.
I can send you.
But we'll go take pictures of them anyway. We're going to go in there and sneak in there.
Are you there on Wednesday?
We're there, yeah, because we're setting up the booth, so we'll be there probably. Everybody will be there around 4, but most of the people who are setting the thing up and, are kind of working that end of it have already, they're already there working feverishly to get everything set up. I mean, you've seen the booth before. It takes 3 rooms, and including a dealer room, and it's just it's a big event, so it's fun, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, too. I mean, can't wait to see it. Now, one of the things I wanted to go over with you, and I was not aware of this until, you know, I just happened to fall upon it on YouTube. Well, let me ask you this. Does the T5C have ebony on it?
Have ebony on it?
Yeah, is it ebony fretboard?
Yes, yes, sure does. Ebony fretboard and bridge.
So I guess I want to transition to something I found very interesting. There's a video of Bob Taylor going through talking about ebony in the wood. I don't know how familiar you are with that. Hopefully you are. Can you tell us about, you know, the wood ebony, what's happened to it, and then what Bob Taylor's done to actually help preserve ebony so that we have it in the future?
Sure. I think the big story was, as of a couple of years ago, ebony, Bob Taylor realized that mainly all of the ebony that was harvested in, and being used on musical instruments, most of it was being done illegally, so Bob, in an effort to kind of fix that and make sure he's a steward for Greenpeace and the world and conservational harvesting, he actually bought the only legal ebony mill, and that's in Cameroon. So he went in through a wood partner we had in Spain and ended up buying this this ebony mill. And so we are actually the only legal source of ebony. I'm pretty sure that's that's it. It's like that's the only legal source of it. So
yeah, that was the impression I got.
Most of the stuff. What's that?
That was the impression I got. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. He wants to make sure we have that wood because Bob loves all things wood. So he wanted to make sure we have ebony for years and years and years to come, because it is such an important part of not only our guitars, but any musical instrument, the tone, the durability, that sort of thing. So that was a big, big undertaking that Bob's taking. And that's what he's really working on a lot of that right now, is just making sure that we're going to have a steady wood supply, no matter what the species of wood is, for years and years to come.
Yeah, and I think one of the things he talked about in that video, which also kind of leans into one of the new items you guys have coming too, is with ebony, he discovered that, like, everybody's used to seeing ebony that's pure black, right?
Right.
But
right.
And he found out that basically these guys are going out and cutting these trees, and that, like, it's only one in every 20 tree that's pure black, and the rest have got like kind of a mixed, I don't know what you want to say, almost kind of like a coffee.
Yeah, it's like it's streaked or marbled, we call it, or stripes, that sort of thing. That when he went over there and found out, I think you're right, it was like one in 9 or 10 logs. Bob was asking them, well, when you cut these down, if they're not completely black, because you can't tell until you cut the log down if it's completely black or not. So he's like, what do you do with this stuff? You just leave it on the jungle floor to rot. And he's like, that is absolutely unacceptable. So, we've heard Bob say this, and we've kind of taken the ball with it, all the sales guys. Like, well, we use what the forest gives us. So whether it's marbled or streaked or striped, we're going to use it. We're not going to dye it or stain it. That is the reality of ebony today. And for years and years and years, everybody was taught to, that only the purest black ebony sounded the best and looked the best. Well, Bob's kind of set out to the mission that that's not the case. There's no difference sonically. Actually, there are some dealers and some customers who are looking for some of this stuff. We have some absolutely wildly figured fretboards that we're going to be using. Some look like cheetah spots. Some are completely like striped all the way up and down the fretboard. So we have customers asking for this, and that's going to be a slow turn too. Getting the buying public and just everybody to realize that, hey, this is the state of ebony, and we need to embrace it in an effort to use what's given to us from the rainforest. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's actually kind of really beautiful. I mean, I think even on this T3B, the headstock, you can actually see it's not pure black, but it's got kind of a smoky flavor to it, and it's really neat. I mean, it's three dimension.
Yeah, you're right, Scott. Sorry, that was the word about the smoky ebony. That was the one he used. Now that you said that, I remember smoky. It does. It looks good. I think one of my T3s has that as well. And actually, we're going to be featuring that on the new 800 series that we're unveiling for 2014 as well, as on the fretboards. And they look absolutely awesome.
Well, that was where I was leading to next, was the 800 series, because they do have these smoky ebony boards.
Yep.
Can you tell us about what's new about the redesigned 800 series, which is you guys are introducing at NAMM?
Sure. And that's probably the biggest story at NAMM. Okay, so the 800 series, and particularly the 814C, that's kind of like our Les Paul or our D28. You know, like, that is the flagship guitar, the Grand Auditorium 800 series, the 814CE. Bestseller 800 series is our best-selling, glossy model, or glossy series, hands down for years and years. And Bob Taylor... You guys are familiar with Andy Powers, right? I'm sure the listeners aren't, but a couple years ago, Bob Taylor hired a master luthier named Andy Powers, who he's like 32, 33. He's like one of the smartest people I've ever met. Great player, absolutely a stunning builder, like builds some of the best guitars that I've ever seen. We hired him a couple years ago, and last year, towards the end of the year, Bob Taylor was like, you know what? 800 series needs a refresh. Andy Powers, you do it. And so he trusted Andy Powers with the best-selling flagship model and series in our line to, hey, redesign this thing and make it even better. And, for us sales guys, if you've got something that represents a big portion of what's working, you start to get really scared. You're like, what's going to happen with this? Okay, but, leave it to Bob and his infinite wisdom. Andy Powers has this. He's gonna make it better. And so he redesigned every single body shape kind of from the ground up to be the most optimum, whatever you can have, like as far as like the most optimal part of the Grand Concert, it's packed into that 800 series. The most optimal part of the Grand Auditorium, it's packed into that 814 CE. So a lot of stuff going on with that guitar. The main thing being each one is braced specifically for the body shape. So you'll see some slant bracing on the back of our smaller two bodies. They're all going to have the patented relief route. We're using like protein glue, like fish and hide glue for the braces and the bridge plates and the bridge.
Wow, that's really
and,
nice.
It's the transfer of energy is just a lot better like that. It's harder to do and harder to work with, but that's what they're doing. And the main thing I think is our finish. Like the finish is half as thick as any of our other glossy models. Like our glossy models have a 6 mil finish. And this one is cut in half, so it's 3.5 mils, which makes for an absolutely lively, loud, responsive guitar. And that's across all body shapes. You're going to see that in the entire 800 series. It looks about the same. The aesthetics are just updated and refined. There's a really cool rosette pattern with rosewood edge bound around the rosette. It's still got maple binding. It's got a new inlay. It's called an element inlay, so it's just a really elegant touch. And they all have the smoky ebony fretboard. They just look, it's an absolutely stunning-looking instrument.
Now, I was going to ask you, so it says here, it listed that there's going to be custom gauge strings on it. Is that correct?
Yep, and that's... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, how does that work? Like, for instance, if I go out and buy this guitar, and I want to go and restring it, because obviously strings are going to wear out, do I need to just continue to buy this custom gauge, or can I put on my own specific gauge? How does that work for a user?
Yeah, strings are like, changing the radio station. If you get tired of one song, just change the radio station, and you're going to, get inspired to listen to some other type of music. So I've always recommended people, look, if you get bored with the sound of your guitar, change the strings, change the type of pick you use. You can put any type of string on there. It's a smaller two body shapes, so the Grand Concert and the Grand Auditoriums have this set called Elixir HD light string. So Andy went to Elixir, and we partnered with something and made a completely customized set for those two body shapes. For those two models, it's kind of like, skinny bottom, heavy top, so the light strings are a little bit heavier, and the heavier strings are a little bit lighter, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what the gauge is?
I don't off the top of my head. I know, no, I couldn't. I couldn't tell you right now, but I just know that the high E, the B, and the G are a little bit heavier, mm-hmm. and the low E, A, and D are a little bit lighter. So it just kind of transfers the energy all across the board for those smaller body guitars. Once again, just making it the optimal, it's like, well, those two shapes need, these strings because it's going to optimize those two body shapes in that series. So it's not one little tweak that makes the guitar. It's everything combined together to make, the A14CE, the A12CE, the A18CE, so mm-hmm. that sort of thing.
And
you can put any strings on it. No, that's always, if you like John Pierce mediums, do it. if you like D'Addario's, use those, that's fine.
Well, I was just wondering maybe since he's redone, special bracing for each guitar, maybe they want you to use these certain type of gauge so that you're not, warping or doing anything unique to the guitar and it optimizes its vibration possibly. I don't know.
It's more for tone as opposed to, structural. It's more for tone. You can put whatever strings you want to on those.
Okay. Is there a new expression system pickup on it?
There is. It's called the EF2. Mm-hmm. That's going to be coming on any guitar 500 series and up. It's also something you guys will have to play when you come down. So,
what's the difference
we're
between
still offering the difference being? Well, it's still sensor based, but there are three. It's kind of three crystals that are actually behind the saddle. Mm-hmm. So it is, in a sense, piezo-based, but we figured out how to use a piezo pickup without completely crushing it under a saddle. So, those crystals can take a certain amount of pressure, and, when you have your six strings sitting across a saddle, it completely crushes the crystal and doesn't let a piezo do what it's supposed to do, which is flex. We figured it out to put these little three sensors behind the saddle. And so it's just they figured out actually how to use a piezo and make it optimal. So it sounds really, really good. It's just another flavor, too. I mean, if you love the sound of your original expression system, we're still going to be offering that. But it's just kind of another flavor.
Very cool. Well, why don't we take a quick little break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about one of the things I know Jeff and I are super excited about, too, is the GS Mini Rosewood.
Yes.
So we'll come back and we'll talk about that.
Do you want to get the best possible tone from your acoustic instrument? Guitar Hummer is a guitar stand that does more than just rest your guitar. It creates a gentle but continuous vibration that is equivalent to playing your instrument all day, every day. This concentrates years of seasoning into mere weeks, improving tone and sustain. You may not be able to afford a vintage guitar, but you now can achieve vintage sound. But don't take our word for it. Try it for 60 days, and if you don't notice a marked difference, return it for a full refund. Go to GuitarHummer.com for more information or to purchase.
Hi, this is Aaron Raby, your resident guitars and amps geek at Sweetwater Sound. 1-800-222-4700 or catch us on the web at www.sweetwater.com. Sweetwater is proud to partner with The Flow in bringing you the latest and greatest in all guitar-related things, be it tone, be it artists and musicians, their secrets on their tone, amplification, and live performance. We at Sweetwater are just as passionate as the folks on The Flow in bringing you what we consider to be the best in pro audio equipment and guitar and PA gear. Give us a call and we'll discuss gear whenever you like. The number here is 800-222-4700. And again, you can catch us on the web at www.sweetwater.com. I'm Aaron Raby, and thanks again for listening.
That's the T3B there with a Eric Johnson fuzz face. So having a little fun there. I imagine since Sweetwater is our sponsors, I imagine most all these guitars we're talking about will be available with them.
What's that? I'm sorry.
I assume all these guitars will be available with Sweetwater. I assume, right?
Yes, absolutely. the majority of the 800 series are shipping right now. It's tough when you launch a new product because, those initial production slots are going to be, swapped up, and then we're going to scramble to try to build more. And so hopefully they will be, you know, in succession in every store starting in March. So you'll see some start to trickle through. There are some first editions out there already. So yeah, there's some already out there.
Very cool. So tell us about the new GS Mini Rosewood. It looked like there was a limited edition of this. Is this one different than the limited edition, or is it kind of the same?
It's the same, yeah. It was just super popular, and we want to offer it as a standard model. So everybody loved the Rosewood look on the thing. And, you know, having a pickup in there with, you know, your bass, treble, and volume control just really kind of sealed the deal. That's a great little guitar.
Is that the new Expression system or the old, the previous one?
No, that would be the that's the EST. That's the under the saddle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we actually have three pickups. So, you know, all of our 200 series and below come with the EST. So it's actually an under the saddle transducer.
Mm.
I'm not sure why, you know, the full ES system, I've seen it in a couple of GS Minis, but this is what works with that guitar is the EST. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think it's really easy to install, right? That's the whole thing, is you can just kind of like snap it in, if I remember.
Yeah.
That's the ES Go pickup. That's the one that actually fits in the sound hole.
Oh, that's different. Oh, I'm sorry.
And then this one, you know, that one, it's great because it's like, you know, plug and play, just snap, you can plug it into a PA system and go. This one actually has onboard controls, like you're familiar with all of our other guitars with the Expression system with the bass, treble, and volume knob mm-hmm. on the upper bout there.
Right.
So this has the same type of deal. You can control all your tone right there, and it's an under the saddle bass system. Sounds really, really good.
Oh wow!
Well, your original GS, just we were blown away when that first came out, and this, I'm curious to see how this sounds with the solid wood. It should be pretty interesting. But those other ones were great.
It's still a laminate, you know, a layered rosewood, but, you know, everything we do has a solid thicker spruce top. It's just another variety. You know, we've done like koa and blackwood and maple, and it's just a cool look for that little guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I mean, they were really popular.
Yeah, they sound great.
As a limited. So,
yeah, I mean, honestly,
like, well, let's just put them in there for everybody to play.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like if you were buying a guitar for, you know, somebody just learning, I mean, to me, this is the way to go because it's affordable and it sounds good compared to...
And even if you're a guitarist and you already have another Taylor and you want to double it in a recording session,
yeah,
you're perfect for that, and it's reasonable.
That's one of the things we've noticed with it is it's great, great layering guitar for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, next time you guys should string that thing up Nashville tuning and see what kind of sounds you get.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So cool. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so let's talk about so you guys are doing some deluxe models for the 200 series?
Yeah, it's a great price point, right at $1,598 retail. They're all going to, our 200 series, you know, as you know right now, gloss top, satin back and sides, and now we're actually beefing up that whole 200 series section. Kind of be like a, you know, like a real, like a workhorse of a guitar. It's got full gloss system, full gloss finish, the full Taylor Expression system, you know, the one that's currently now, not the ES2, and a hard shell case, all for $1,598. So it's a pretty good value.
Well, and that's the list. So then you're talking probably more around like $1,200 or so.
$1,199. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, those are cool guitars. I mean, it's, you know, it's amazing what you can get now and it wasn't available before.
Yeah, just like I said, workhorse of the guitar. We're doing them in black, sunburst, regular, you know, fitkin rosewood, and then we're also doing a koa version with a spruce top. So, real excited about those.
So I have to ask, because Taylor does a lot of koa guitars, and they do a lot of really cool koa guitars. Do they have, like, does Bob Taylor have a similar source for koa?
Yeah, the whole, I mean, you're right, because, I mean, the whole... the big joke in MI, in musical instrument industry, is, you know, when a koa log falls in Hawaii, Bob Taylor hears it and goes and gets it. I mean, we get some of the most amazing koa that's out there, and, you know, he really knows how to build with it. You know, not all koa guitars sound great, you know what I'm saying? But every koa Taylor I've played sounds absolutely... I use it, and you know, it just seems to work with our build design and the body shapes we use it on. So, and yeah, you're right. Just stunning figure on most every koa guitar you see coming from us. And, you know, I'm a believer. I own I'll call a GF. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things is we had a guest on in the summer, Joe Souza from Kanalea Ukulele, and I did not realize that he partnered with you guys on their process for finishing their guitars and all that stuff, and he's worked with Taylor on that, and I think he even gets some of his koa from you guys, which is kind of funny because he's in Hawaii, but...
Yeah, well, it's weird because every now and then you'll see, you know, we'll walk through the milling department and you'll see these little, and this is before Andy Power started building, you know, our builder's reserve. We have made a few ukuleles, but they're all, you know, done by hand. We made them in like quantities of 30 and 25, that sort of thing. But even before Andy Powers came on, you would see little ukulele sets and you're like, what is going on here? You know, it's weird. The wood comes from Hawaii and we mill it to specs and send it back to Hawaii for them to build with it. It's like very interesting procedure. So, yeah, it's kind of funny.
Yeah. I know when I toured the factory, a few years back, we were there they had just gotten in like a shipment of logs from Hawaii of koa wood, and I was just sitting there staring at it and like took like a ton of pictures of it because I've never seen it like that. I did get my picture with a koa tree when I was in Hawaii, which was probably the only person that's probably ever wanted to do that. But
they're enormous, huh? I mean, all the like the board feet that you see in there, just like it's amazing how that wood comes in. There's some enormous trees down there.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was we had on, but they were talking about that in Hawaii that like they actually a tree will fall on their property and they'll like sit there and wait until a kid has to go to college and then they'll go and have it bid up, go have a big auction.
Yeah, I mean, actually, yeah, and some of those logs go for, you know, 100, 200, 300 grand. It's amazing that a natural resource, you know, can command that type of money. But, you know, it's very usable. You might as well make that stuff into something beautiful and that sounds great. So, you know, make it a stringed instrument.
It's crazy. Well, what else is going on at NAMM? I know you guys have some performers coming. Let me see. I got the list here. Let me pull it up. So you got people like Jason Mraz coming, Tori Kelly, Good Old War. Do you know who else is coming to perform?
Andy Powers is doing a duo with Jack Tension, who wrote some of the Eagles' biggest hits. So that should be awesome to see. We're all the sales guys are always in the dealer room next door. So I always do my best to try to sneak out and see, you know, these artists because we have some pretty good emerging artists, you know. And that's what Taylor likes to do. You know, we always say that, you know, we don't really have an artist roster. It's like the person who picks up the guitar is the artist. So, you know, it's not like we have any stars. You know, the average customer is the star to us. So it's cool how they do the NAMM show with performances. It's like people who, you know, just love Taylor's and we've established a relationship or somebody we're trying to help out. And, you know, they're very talented acts. So you're going to see some good music. It's every afternoon. They start at 3 o'clock, starting Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So it's like from 3 to 6. And actually, anybody at home can stream these live performances on our website. It's taylorguitars.com/NAMM, and you can join in the fun live with us.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That's great. So there's a lady playing Alana Springsteen. Is any relation to the boss?
That's what I was wondering. I don't think I was like, is this any relation to Bruce? I don't. I think so. A Nashville songwriter type of thing, and I think she was on The Voice, so something like that. I'm not exactly sure what she did, but I think she's extremely, extremely talented.
Yeah, well, it'll be cool. I mean, so you've got your performances on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, as you had mentioned. Well, since we've got Jeff in here with the T3B, we should do some on-air demos of that. Well, Jeff, why don't you give us so it looks like he's on the bridge pickup.
Where I'll go to the...
Now he's going to both pickups.
Oops. Too much bending.
You want to tune real quick? Wow. So the T3B, that's your guys' semi-hollow guitar, and that's got the bigger body on it. It's much more.
Yeah,
like...
that's like the original T5 shape, and the T3 was kind of born out of the T5.
Yeah, it's...
I think back in 2007 or 2008, that's when we introduced that.
Yeah, and that's it, you know, as I've said before, it's my one of my favorite guitars you guys make. It's just so cool, and it plays like a dream.
Yeah,
especially when it's in tune, Jeff. But anyways. But anyhow, what you went down on the Bigsby? That's what probably.
Yeah, that's what did it.
Yeah. Anyways, so well, he's getting that back up. But so what he's playing is we've got a little Marshall amp in here, so we can hear some cleans, and we've got the little fuzz face.
God, what's the pedal you were using earlier? Because that thing sounded great. What's the new pedal you're demoing?
That's it's Eric Johnson's signature fuzz face. So it's you know how he is. It's basically all vintage inside of it, and it's done just like the original ones. So much
that's
so
a
that
Dunlop, dude.
Yeah, it's made by Dunlop. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a great sounding pedal. I just heard all the sustain. That thing sounds great.
Yeah, it's you know, unlike a lot of the other fuzzy pedal fuzz faces and stuff. It's very mellowy, you know. So it's.
Yeah,
it's very Eric Clapton or Eric Johnson.
It gets that kind of a fatter bloom to it. It's not like really a typical fuzz face where you could get it gets a little zizzier, you know. But this thing, it's really fat. And it just sustains forever. I'm using the treble pickup. Here's the bridge pickup.
So the T5s or sorry the T3s, those have got Cipelli back, and then they've got flame maple tops, correct?
Correct.
In the middle of it is just it's just a routed out piece of Cipelli. So the middle block is Cipelli, also.
It is. It's the back. I think the back of a T5, which is completely hollow. Mm-hmm. This has essentially an area in the middle to house the bridge, whatever. If you have the Bigsby or the stop tail, and then the pickups.
And one of the things that I thought was really cool about these guitars, I think all your electrics do this, is they've got, I wouldn't say they're necessarily plug-and-play pickups, but they're not, soldering sort of pickups. You can just unscrew them and then change them out, and you've got different types of some Alnicos, and you got vintage, you got super hot ones. Are there any new ones your guys are coming out with?
No, I think that's where we are right now for the pickups. We'll give you a variety of sounds without having to, get solder everywhere. It's just, you're right, it's like plug and play, like you're plugging, a Cat 5 cable on your computer. I know nobody does that anymore, but, if you were around in 2004, you did that, so.
Exactly.
It makes it really easy to swap out and customize your tone.
So, Jeff, why don't you play us some cleans and then show us the one thing I really like about this guitar also that, I think, again, what we talked about before, I think it's kind of a happy accident, or maybe it was on purpose, but, when you put it in the middle position and you split the coils on it, which it has split coils, and if you pull up the tone and you kind of mess with the tone pod a little bit, it sounds like an acoustic electric. It's so cool. Push the pot in now so you can hear the humbuckers. Put this back to humbucking. And then why don't you go through each one of the pickups, Jeff? Show us here's the bridge.
Okay, this is with the humbucker mode. Bridge pickup. Now I'm going to pull the pot up again so you'll hear them. This is the neck pickup.
Yes, split.
And then here's the bridge pickup.
Okay. when it splits the coils, do you know which one of the bars it uses?
Good question.
Sorry for putting you on the spot.
Getting that confused with like the solid body five-way switch, because it does like, yeah, the internal coil of one and the external coil of the other. I'm not exactly sure which is active when you're splitting them. And you're right, like the if you're in the middle pickup in between the bridge and the neck pickup, and you pop the, you know, the tone cap up, the volume cap up, it does do some weird splitting in there that just kind of makes like some type of a magical guitar tone. It's very tough to describe. I heard what you were talking about earlier, Scott, and I was like,
we're tapping
right.
them.
You noticed that.
We're tapping them, and it's the ones with the screws.
Oh, okay, yeah. So for the bridge pickup, it would be the one closest to the center.
One.
Yeah, the inside one, and then the neck pickup, it's the one closest to the actual fretboard.
Okay.
It's just got a great little sound. That's the bridge pickup.
It's such a nice guitar, and I can't wait to see all these new ones you guys are going to have, the 100 series, the T5Z, the new 200 series, the new GS Mini, well, the Rosewood one. It's just, the Minis are just cool. They're so cool. Everybody needs to pick one up.
Yeah.
They need to have one of those in their car with them, wherever they go.
In every home, there should be a GS Mini.
It's like Wii,
Yeah, absolutely. Well, since we introduced them 3 years ago, they've found their way into over 50,000 homes, so they're, yeah, people are figuring it out. You're right.
Well, it needs to be 100,000 by next, next month. It needs to happen. But let's see if there's anything else new to bring up real quick. Oh, so, well, we talked about the new expression system, and I'm actually sitting here pulling out my NAM app right now to try to find where your guys' booth is. So while I'm doing that, why don't you tell everybody how they can find out more about Taylor Guitars, and then, again, mention where they can see more about NAM.
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is a wealth of information, from models to events we're doing to our dealer locator to new products and how to buy or look for an acoustic guitar that's going to fit right for you. So that will be at www.taylorguitars.com. And if you can't attend the NAMM show this upcoming weekend, make sure to live stream the performances every afternoon starting on Thursday. And that's at taylorguitars.com/NAMM. And we are located on the second floor right when you walk in room 213.
Yep, A, B, and C.
And that's 3 to 6 Pacific time. That's 6 to 9 Eastern time for our East Coast people. And I have no idea what time it is over in Europe, but it'll be really late.
Well, definitely for those, definitely check out my YouTube channel. There'll be stuff popping up for other companies. And we'll have a video for Taylor coming up too. We'll be shooting on Saturday. And also we'll have all this stuff on video and some live demos of it. It'll be great. And it'll be up on YouTube very quickly, probably by Sunday, I'm hoping, Sunday or Monday. So thanks again, Aaron, for coming on the show.
We
really appreciate it. Jeff, do you want to take us out, or we
want
to play our out music? I want to thank our sponsors, Sweetwater Music and Guitar Hummer. And actually, next week we have Mitch Gallagher from Sweetwater to talk basically about what all we saw at NAMM from everything and see what if there was any big new surprises. So I'm sure we'll be talking about what we saw at Taylor there too. Again, thanks a lot, Aaron, and hang on the phone and we'll talk to you after the show.